Chapter 8, The Secret to the World. Lisa Nichols.
People have a tendency to look at the things that they want and say, yes, I like that. I want that. However, they look at the things that they don't want and they give just as much energy, if not more energy, with the idea that they can stamp it out. They can eliminate it, obliterate it. In our society, we've become content with fighting against cancer, fighting against poverty, fighting against drugs, fighting against terrorism, fighting against violence. We tend to fight everything we don't want.
Hale Dwoskin, teacher and author of The Sedona Method.
Anything we focus on, we do create. So if we're really angry, for instance, at a war that's going on, or strife, or suffering, we're adding our energy to it. We're pushing ourselves. And all that only creates resistance.
What you resist persists. Carl Jung.
Bob Doyle.
The reason that what you resist persists is because if you're resisting something, you're saying, no, I don't want this thing because it makes me feel this way, the way I'm feeling right now. So you're just putting out this really strong emotion of, wow, I really don't like this feeling, and it's there, and it just comes racing towards you.
Resistance to anything is like trying to change the outside pictures after they've been transmitted. It's a futile pursuit. You have to go within and emit a new signal with your thoughts and feelings to create the new pictures. As you resist what has appeared, you are adding more energy and more power to those pictures you don't like, and you are bringing more of them at a furious rate. The event or circumstances can only get bigger because that is the law of the universe.
Jack Canfield.
The anti-war movement creates more war. The anti-drug movement has actually created more drugs because we're focusing on what we don't want, drugs.
Lisa Nichols.
How much sense does it make for us to give the problem all of the energy as opposed to focusing on trust, love, living in abundance, education, and peace?
Jack Canfield.
Mother Teresa was brilliant. She said, I will never attend an anti-war rally. If you have a peace rally, invite me. You know, she knew. She understood the secret. And look what she manifested in the world.
Hale Dwoskin.
So if you're anti-war, be pro-peace. If you're anti-hunger, be pro-people having more than enough to eat. If you're anti a particular politician, be pro-his opponent. Often elections are tipped in the favor of the person that people are really against because he's getting all the energy and all the focus.